Each one of us is a rebel against the throne of God, the very God who created us. And we stand in risk of a terrible judgment, the kind of judgment that's called down for in this imprecatory psalm. I think of Isaiah when he went into the throne room of God and beheld God's holiness and beheld God's faith. All he could do was fall on his own face and say, "Woe to me! I'm a man of unclean lips and a people of unclean lips." Now that describes us perfectly. There's none of us who goes through a day without committing some sin. We sin with our children. We sin with our spouse. We sin with the people in our workplace. We sin constantly. We are self-centered, self-seeking people. The thing about it, though, is there's two words in the Bible that I love so much. But God. Even though we deserve eternal punishment in hell, a judgment so terrible we can't begin to understand it, God sent His own Son to redeem us from our sins so that we might approach Him. John, the Apostle John says, and I love these two verses from 1 John, he says, if we say we have no sin, which is what we say all the time in our society, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. And then the good news. But if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. What can be more wonderful than that? Lord, that's the Lord we worship. That's what we're here about. We are so grateful that we have the word of truth from God, which tells us our standard for understanding all things, our standard for practice, for behavior, for all things. And we take time each week to confess our faith in that as well. Daryl has asked today that we sing our confession of faith. And I'll ask you, Christians, what do you believe? And we're going to answer in the words of the Apostles' Creed.